Hello, I'm Pastor Elisha Lawson, pastor of the Jesus World Outreach Center, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. Want to welcome you to Faith Made Simple.
Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Well, let's get back into the Word. This is part three. You need part one, part two, part three. 15 minutes will change your life and your family and your wife in this teaching. Now, we're dealing with a powerful teaching that everyone that is married or planned on getting married or a divorce, but maybe you're not sure whether you want to do it again, this teaching will give you this topic I'm teaching you on. Faith proof your faith. Your marriage. Faith proof your marriage. When you faith proof your marriage, it'll last. It's like I say, you go to the supermarket, you go to stores and they have this product where it's waterproof. That means it'll keep water out and keep the dryness in. Or it's dust proof or it's crack proof. There's a saying that because it's saying it'll protect, it will protect. Well, faith proof your marriage. Faith will protect your marriage. That's why this whole teaching is always on faith. That's why we call it Faith Made Simple. So let's look at this here now. I'll say it again. For those who may come for the first time, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. So now notice what I said. I'm going to be speaking the word. So when I speak the word or read the word, guess what's coming to you? Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So many Christians say, I don't have faith. They always say, I guess I don't have faith. I don't have faith. Yes, you do. Here's faith in the Bible. This is not the rhema word. This is the written word, the logos. You got to read it off the pages out loud. And when you read it out loud, that which is written becomes rhema. That means alive. That means it becomes substance that can move in the spirit realm and change the natural realm, change your natural marriage, change the problems that are coming at it, change you first before it change your wife, change you first before it change your husband. And then when two of you become one through the word of God, guess what you are doing? You are faith proof in your marriage, faith proofing your marriage. That's what you want to do. And that's why you're in tune to this broadcast. So let's pick it back up. We're going to pick up back where we left off. This is part three and it's life changing and you need every bit of it. Now, you're going to be able to do studying on your own also. I want to lay the foundation and make it so simple that you and your wife or your husband and wife, regardless of what's coming your way, whatever try to attack you, try to attack your kids, you two will always be one because you all are submitted to one another. Now, I'm going to read down to where I'm going to pick it back up. Well, I'm going to read down to where I'm going to pick it back up. It tells us in Romans chapter 5, these things I have already discussed, but I'm going to read down to pick it back up because this here is going to be life changing. Notice what it says here in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, verse 22 says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. We read that already, and I told you how to do it. Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. We went over that, so you need to go back and listen to that. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. You need to go back to part one and part two and listen to this here. Verse 25, it's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. It says, husbands, love your wife even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We went over that and we learned some things about that. Now in verse 26, we went over this here, but it's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Make sure you go back and listen to part one and part two, because we're dealing with part three. But I'm just recapping so you can say, I got to go back and listen to this here and get the full picture of what's going on here and get the full understanding of the faith message pertaining to faith proof my marriage. Look what he says in verse 26. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water of the word. And we know what the word is. The word is faith. And that word also will cleanse your marriage, cleanse the problems out of your marriage. It'll make your marriage be under the umbrella of faith. What is faith? The word of God. Now let's pick it back up. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. Notice what it says, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. This is what Jesus did. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blame. Now, notice what he's saying. Jesus did this for us when we gave our life to him. We are now called a glorious church. He has removed the spots and the wrinkles, the sins, and things out of our life, and any such things that pertain to sin, but that it should be holy and without blame. Jesus looks at us through the blood of his sacrifice. The Father looks at us through the blood of Jesus' sacrifice, and he sees us as though we are without sin, because our sins was washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, well, can I just live in that kind of way? No, a Christian don't want to live in that kind of way. You may miss it from time to time, but you're not going to live a lifestyle of sinning if you're really born again. But when you do miss it, you got a right to get back in righteousness. You just lost your unrighteousness. The Bible said if we confess our sin, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin when we sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When a Christian messes around with sin, you are messing around with unrighteousness, and you are in the wrong state of thinking and acting. But you repent of that. Now, we're dealing with you husbands as of Christ as the body and the wife as the head. And the head, I mean, you as a husband as the head and your wife as the body. This is life changing. Just like Jesus is the head and we, man and female, is the body. If we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord, we are the body of him. And so he's taking care of us. Notice what he's did for us. He has taken away the spots, the wrinkles, hallelujah. And listen, but that it should be holy and without blame. That's the way God sees us. Now, your wife, men, is your body. When you wash her with the word, like verse 26 says, and speak the right things over her, you're washing her. You're causing her to be glorious when y'all come together at all times. And also, wives, now you also will be that way. Look what it says in verse. Now let's go on and let's look at the rest of it here. Look what it says here in verse 28. So ought men to love their wives as though as their own body. Men, most men love their body. You love your body. Would you beat on your body? Will you hurt your body? No. He said, here, verse 28, so ought men to love the wife as their own body. He that loveth his wife, listen, loveth himself. Men, when you love your wife, you are really loving yourself, because you are like Jesus. Jesus is the head of the church, which is his body. You are the head of your wife. And if you don't love your wife, you don't love yourself, because she, the head and the body, is connected. So when you think you're getting angry with her and you are trying to tell her off, you're really hurting your body. She is your body. You are her head, like Christ is the head of the church. And Christ loves his body. He don't beat his body. He don't speak wrong to his body. He don't call her names. He don't hit on her. He don't call her what she's not. Jesus called his body glorious. You should be calling your wife glorious. She's a blessing. God gave her to me, and I'm going to do my part. And wife, you should always be submissive when he's acting like that, because you're not really submitting just to him. You are submitting to Christ in him, the hope of glory. So this is powerful. It's life-changing. Notice what I'm reading to you, the word of God. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing by the what? Word of God. All I'm speaking to you is faith. Faith. That's why we call it faith made simple. Now you got faith. You can't say, I don't have faith. I don't have faith in my marriage. I'm speaking it to you right now. I don't have faith for my marriage. I guess my faith. Yes, this is it. Now it's coming off the pages of this book. It's coming off the pages of the Bible, and it's coming through this media. It's coming to you right now. The voice of the word is the living word. The voice of God's word is the living word. It's the rhema word. It's the word that changes you first, and then it changes your husband. It changes you first, then it changes your wife. Regardless of who is wrong, God's word will bring back a unity of the head and the body. Now, you can have that today in the name of Jesus. Now, notice what he says here in verse 20. And look what he says here now in verse 29. Hallelujah. It says, for no man even yet hate his own flesh, but nourish it and cherish it, even as the Lord cherished the church. Every man, if you got any sense, he don't hate his body. He don't hate his own flesh. He nourishes it. He eats, defeat it, cherish it. He likes, he try to keep it nice, even as the Lord, the church. Jesus loves his body. Who is his body? Us that are born again. So are you men to love your wife like Christ loved the church. We're going to wrap it up here. Next week, we're going to finish it out, and it's going to be life changing. But right now, I have something very important. If you have never given your life to Jesus, every week I say this here, because you never know who's tuning in. You must be born again. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he came to Jesus at nighttime, and he asked, he wanted to know how to be born again. He didn't know what it was called. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. She said, well, he said, how can I do that? Can I get back in my mother's womb? He said, no, you got to be born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Right now, if you have never given your life to Jesus, today, Jesus is arms out for you. The Father is waiting on you, whether you're male or female, husband or wife. Come on, give Jesus that opportunity. He died on the cross for you. He paid the penalty for you to go to heaven. It was his grace. No, we didn't deserve it. No, we can't work for it. No, we can't work our way there. It's a gift from God. But you can believe it and receive it. How do you receive it? You open your mouth. I'm going to lead you in a simple confession. And Jesus and the Father will hear you. And if you are saying it and believing it in your heart, you will be born again. Come on, let's pray. Say, Father, today, I thank you for what I heard. I now ask you, I believe that your son Jesus is the Son of God. I accept you now, Lord Jesus, as my Savior. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you took my sins and you have given me life. I now repent and ask you to forgive me for all I've done. And I turn my life, just right, say it out your mouth, I turn my life over to you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I now believe you have received me as one of your children. I now thank you. I'm born again. I now thank you for the Holy Spirit who has come inside of me. I now believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. And from this day forward, by your help, I will walk with you all the days of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Life changing. If you did that, if you accepted Jesus, I got good news for you. You are now the body, a member of the body of Christ. Listen, I got a good book here for you. If you gave your life to Jesus, if you look down, you'll be able to get access to this book. And it's called, Did I Really Get Saved? The prayer you just prayed. Did I really get saved? So you'll read this and it will assure you that it was not just something you said, but something has happened inside of you and is free for you. This is life changing. I'm glad that you participated. Listen, share other people. Tell other people about Faith Made Simple. It's very simple because faith is the word and the word of God is the faith of God. And when you hear it, faith cometh by hearing. So we'll see you next week on Faith Made Simple. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.